on a sad day, throwing a party, put some on a party. Party crew, keep it real for you. No clothes allowed. It's on a party. Throwing a sad day, throwing a party, put some on a party. Party crew, keep it real for you. No clothes allowed. We got a special guest, Miss Pam Moultrie. She's from Capitol Heights, Maryland. Hot topics for tonight: what's popping with Papa Didi, of course. I'm just saying, with red wine, weird news, and you know I got the Hollywood wrap up. And of course, we all got the last word. You know that. So we are hanging out at St. Augustine, Florida, at the Casa Monica Hotel, right here on the beachfront.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Clean nightlife. Got the Gypsy Comedy Club we've been over to, the Mardi Gras Sports Bar we checked out.
I really liked the Barefoot Bills. That was cool.
Oh, and the Kingfish Grill.
Oh, yeah, they got the best fish
they
in town.
They wheeled me out of there.
I'm trying to find that nude beach, or was that a Roman?
Oh, see, that's red wine. She's a freak anyway. we'll move on. You want to call us and talk to us and get into the conversations and everything, 914-803-4306, or log into apajamaparty.com and follow the prompts on how to tune into our show. We'll be right back after this small break.
This is an encore presentation of the Pajama Party. We are not taking any live calls tonight, but if you would like to reach out to us while we are away, send an email to info@apajamaparty.com, or you can send a tweet to @apajamaparty. We would love to hear from you. Again, no live calls tonight. Now, back to the encore presentation of the Pajama Party.
I know that's right. Give me one, too. Papa Didi, he been making some cocktails tonight, baby.
Oh, yeah.
We about two shades in the wind, but it's all good.
I'll be the babysitter.
Well, the hot topics for the night, everybody has been talking about the shakeup at the View. It's anybody's guess. As previously reported, both Sherry Shepherd and Jenny McCarthy were fired from the Women's Centric Talk Show on Thursday.
Uh-oh.
Shepherd, he was a 7-year veteran. McCarthy, she just came in last season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody knows that Barbara Walters, she retired already. And the only person, last comic standing, is Whoopi Goldberg.
Mm.
Yeah, she didn't get fired, but they sure got rid of everybody else.
Well, I know that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the word is that Jenny McCarthy was not really gelling well with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So her contract was coming to an end anyway, and they're just not going to renew it.
Do you blame her? I mean, what's up? What has she done lately?
Well, she found herself a husband.
Yes, she did.
Uh-oh. Who's she married to?
Johnny Wahlberg.
Shut up.
One of the Wahlberg brothers.
Oh.
Got a big old ring.
One of my favorite shows. He stars in Blue Blood.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorite
CBS.
At least she married some money, huh?
Oh, she married some money for real.
She used to hang out with Jim Carrey.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
that's a $20 million man.
Brian Urlacher of the Chicago Bears. She
oh, yeah?
Him for a minute.
Wow.
So that S hit the fan. Anyway.
But I wonder who they auditioning. You think they auditioning anybody new?
Oh, who knows?
It's kind of up in the air right now.
Hmm.
So I think everybody who works on that show is probably a little nervous.
I think Whoopi might be a little scared, too. What you think?
If I were, I'd be a little nervous.
They need to interview my girl. What's her name? Sherry Lee Roth?
Oh, Shirley Roth.
Shirley
Ralph.
Shirley
Ralph. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't even try.
You didn't like Shirley Ralph.
Ask my
he would watch her no matter what she was doing.
Yes, I would. I'd watch her. I'd watch her watching paint dry. Anyway, I want to call into our show for a minute. 914-803-4306 or log into apajamaparty.com. We're going to move on with the hot topics. What else we got going on?
What you got, Red Wine?
I got one that I read about this week. I don't know if everybody knows this, but Diana Ross's son, Evan, is engaged to Ashley Simpson, pop singer. And they're getting married August 31st at Diana Ross's estate in Greenwich, Connecticut.
And that's a sister of
Jessica Simpson.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, they're getting married in August.
Mm.
And, of course, you know, a bunch of celebrities and stuff will be at the wedding, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, you know, the usual who's who of Motown.
Right.
But the thing that I heard Wendy report on this, Wendy Williams, she said that Diana Ross wants to do or is planning to do a 30-minute set of singing during the ceremony.
Really?
That's my girl.
Now, my question is really, is Diana that much of a mic horn?
I want myself.
Do you know where you're going to?
Like a whole lot of ceremony to do 30 minutes. And one of her daughters is going to sing, too.
Oh, please.
I'm going to get there with you.
Hey,
that kiss between Kanye and
Kim. Is Barry going to show up?
I don't know. That would be interesting.
Barry G, he going to show up?
I don't know.
That should be crazy.
Wow. I wish I could be there. Want to crash it?
Yeah, let's crash it. That sounds like a plan.
All right, so the crew, we might crash
it. Up in Greenwich, Connecticut.
What we'll do is we'll film from behind the DJ thing and run our show from back there. Anyway.
That should be funny.
What else we got?
We got the KFC thing going on. I know everybody's heard about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
A Mississippi grandmother said she brought her 3-year-old granddaughter in the KFC. It says she ordered food, mashed potatoes, and all the good stuff, right? So they sitting there having their dinner and stuff, and they said that people were offended by the little girl because she got mauled
by
this dog. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, how pretty were they?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good
question. The
people
that was complaining.
They... Watch out now, Papa. Watch out.
The thing is that KFC is willing to pay the family $30,000, whether it's true or not.
That's what I hear.
They were going to figure that originally.
Yeah.
For her particular situation.
She's a really
beautiful little girl, and you know, it's a shame that, in fact, I think that was her grandfather's dogs that did that.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, when it's a family thing, because kids go up and they pet the dogs and all, and, you know, the kids are loving the dog, but the dogs are smelling lamb chops.
But
we hope that the young lady has a full recovery.
Yeah.
On her situation.
Well, they had a Facebook account, and they snatched it down.
Sometimes when things happen to people that are living for the city from the beginning, you know, we'll talk about it, living for the city segment in a future show, what living for the city is exactly. But when people are just getting by or they're living below standards and satisfied with that, once they come across, what was it, $135,000 that was contributed to their particular Facebook account?
Wow.
Based on the then, you know, sometimes they get that money and they kind of go a little berserky.
Yeah, I know that's right. So, well, if you guys want to get in the discussion, hit us up at 914-803-4306 or apajamaparty.com. We chilling in St. Augustine, Florida.
Yeah.
It's beautiful out here.
Right here on the beach. Yeah,
absolutely. And to the callers that are on the line, if you want to speak with us, we would love to talk to you. Press 1, and we will pick up your call and get you on the line.
You can comment on whatever you like. This is the Pajama Party. We talk about anything. We are straight adults up in here.
I know, that's right.
So talk about it. We ain't going to judge you.
All right, Papa Didi, let's pour a couple more cocktails.
Yeah.
We're going to see you guys in about a few minutes. We'll be right back.
This is an encore presentation of The Pajama Party. We're not taking any live calls tonight, but be sure to tune in next week when we'll be live. We're adding new segments also that you don't want to miss. We'll have Living for the City with Papa Didi and the all-new Kiss It List. If your boss, friend, or spouse has gotten on your last nerve, pissed you off, irritated you, or it's just plain stupid, and you wish you could tell them to kiss it, let us. Hit us on Twitter at @apajamaparty and put their name on the Kiss It list. Starting next Friday, we'll tell them all to just kiss it. And you can follow us on Twitter as well at @apajamaparty. So please, no live calls tonight. Now, let's get back to the encore presentation of The Pajama Party.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I want to talk about the segment we called what's popping. Looking at the news, there's various things to choose from. I grabbed something out in particular, which was the, as you know, Tuesday of this week, featured the primary elections of the upcoming November elections, which was the midterm elections, which in definition form are elections that are held through non-traditional times from the presidential election. And they had the primaries in Mississippi, which you had Chris McDaniel was going up against Thad Cochran. Now, Thad Cochran was the incumbent, which means he was the current senator in the primaries. And what had happened in that particular situation is that he summoned some Democrats to vote for him to help win the primary, which is very untraditional. You know, people usually vote on their party lines. And with him summoning the Democrats to help him in the primaries, he ended up winning. And this is the incumbent up there, the older gentleman, as a matter of fact, if you will, not to speak on his age, you know, based on that situation. But the younger gentleman, who was the Tea Party affiliate, lost. And he was very shocked. And then he was complaining how his challenger went over to the Democrats to choose people and, you know, to get them to team up and get more votes. And he didn't even concede the election yet. He wants to have a runoff and all this jazz. But my assumption on the whole situation is that is he kind of pissed off because the gentleman had an ideal that he didn't come up with?
That's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like he's mad that he didn't think of it first.
Oh, yeah. And the Democrats, probably of a minority persuasion to be led over on that side. Maybe they had a nice soft spot for Mr. Cochran. So be it. Whatever power you got to use, I guess, to get elected, he used it. But the gentleman, Mr. McDaniel, he's completely pissed. He's pissed. He's saying, you crossed party lines. Why'd you do that? But like, it seems like a situation of sour grapes, and you got to the Democrats before I did. But the question is, the fallout is, come November, who are the Democrats going to vote for? Are they going to go again for Mr. Cochran, or are they going to vote for their Democrat person who goes to challenge the Republican person in the real election in November? That is the question. So that's what's popping tonight with me. That was a very interesting situation for people to cross party lines, but it's happened down in Mississippi, so you know, that situation is interesting in that area. So if you got any questions on that, any comments on that situation, 914-803-4306. We'll log in at pajamaparty.com and follow all the prompts in order to log into us via the internet.
So what do you think is going to happen, Pop?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I mean, if Thad Cochran is a beloved person and he was able to persuade people,
mm-hmm.
then he may just keep that flavor going. But I think he has to keep it going. He's been around for years. He's been a senator for years. But what it is that the young gentleman, Mr. McDaniel, he thought it was a shoe-in
mm-hmm.
based on his freshness and his flavor and his Tea Party affiliation.
Right.
He thought it was a shoe-in. And, you know, being elected is a elected job. You don't, you know, it's not an application or interview kind of situation. And when he lost, you know, just like the gentleman we was talking about last week, mm-hmm. Red Wine, what was his name, Cantor?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's my buddy.
I talked to Red Wine.
Eric Cantor.
He lost in Virginia, and he thought he was a shoe-in. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it all goes back to when the government was shut down. I think a lot of people called everybody's bluff. They said, okay, you guys are shutting down, like y'all run stuff, and we're not playing this. Usually it was business as usual. If you happen to see the movie Distinguished Gentleman with Eddie Murphy,
mm-hmm.
when they say they vote for the name you know, that's been mm-hmm. so traditional for many, many years. People just go and vote and pull the lever based on a name that they know, the name they're familiar with, and that's why your senators and congressmen are in there for hundreds and hundreds of years because
right.
nobody knows anything different. Nobody does their homework, and the incumbent always wins because people just, they vote as usual.
Right.
But it seems like with the modernization of the world today, based on everything, even to use the word modern, in the sitcom Modern Family,
mm-hmm.
where they're focusing on a lot of different aspects of life today, and everybody's rolling. Even in Maryland, they had a young lady who was running. She lost the primary to, who was that, Red Wine, Mr. Brown?
Yes, Anthony Brown.
Yeah, Anthony Brown. But she was one of the candidates, and her platform was legalizing marijuana.
Wow.
And she said it just as bluntly as ever on her commercial. She said, I just want to legalize marijuana.
Bring it to that. She boldly said it.
She did not hesitate, didn't bite her tongue. She said, I would like to legalize. And people, when I first saw the commercial, I was like, what? All these years I've been hiding my stash. Anyway, do you have any comments on that particular subject? Anyway, we're going to take a small break. Give us a call, 914-803-4306, or log in at thepajamaparty.com.
And we still hanging out at the Casa Monica Hotel in St. Augustine. It's beautiful
down
here.
This is the Pajama Party.
This is an encore presentation of The Pajama Party. We are not taking any live calls tonight, but if you would like to reach out to us while we are away, send an email to info@apajamaparty.com, or you can send a tweet to @apajamaparty. We would love to hear from you. Again, no live calls tonight. Now, back to the encore presentation of The Pajama Party.
Welcome back, welcome back. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. Right now, we're going to speak on, where are we going from here?
I'm just saying.
Go ahead, Red Wine, talk to me.
Okay, this week, I'm just saying, what is up with the celebrities and these writers? I don't know if people are familiar with this, but some of these artists that perform, when you book them and you sign a contract with them, they have a writer in their contract that says, they have to have certain things.
Certain amenities.
Yeah, certain things like in their dressing room or, you know, food, beverages, things like this.
Right.
Now, you would think certain things like having fruits and vegetables and stuff like that.
Right.
That's a normal request.
Right.
But then you have people like Katy Perry. She has a request in her writer that says the staff is forbidden to speak to her.
Katy Perry. Who the heck do you think she is? For real?
I don't know what that's about because I'm thinking... If the staff really needed to communicate with her, they can't because according to her contract, they are forbidden to speak to her. So, okay, that's one of them. Mm-hmm. Then I looked at people like Drake. Now, I thought the one with Drake was really odd because check this out. Drake's requirements are 4 dozen natural scented incense sticks.
Really?
Easy wide rolling paper.
Oh, I wonder what he's going to do with that.
Yeah, really.
They legalize marijuana wherever he is.
Yeah, maybe he thinks he's going to perform in Colorado.
I like top paper myself.
Anyway, and he wants a bottle of Pinot Grigio, a case of Heineken, bottle of Jack Daniel's, a bottle of Patron Silver Tequila, a bottle of Grey Goose, and a bottle of Hennessy or a Cavassier.
Camarena's better.
What?
I mean, that's a lot. And
what's he
going to
do with that liver when it jumps out of his body? Anyway.
I guess he'll make a song about it. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, Justin Bieber's rider, all he wants is a bunch of T-shirts in different sizes. And now I don't understand why he can't just bring that stuff with him.
T-shirts.
Yeah, he needs like 2 packs of plain crew neck and extra small and large, 2 packs of tank tops, large and extra large, and 3 packs of low-rise socks, extra small and large. I'm like, really, Justin?
What is that for?
What is that about?
All right, we won't. Yeah.
I don't know. Neo says all he wants is a bottle of Kettle
and
One
Vodka. And
a hat
that's too small.
Hey, hey.
Wait a minute. He said the Kettle One Vodka is for cleaning purposes.
No, that's crazy.
Now, I don't know what he's going to clean with this Kettle One.
He can clean right in my mouth.
You got Janet Jackson, who requires... some white tulips, roses, or gardenias, and that's okay, I guess. You know, she's Janet. Why not?
Right. She has very nice nipples, too. Anyway.
What have you done for me lately?
And then she wants unscented candles that are 3 to 4 inches in diameter. So not just plain unscented candles, but they got to be 3 to 4 inches in diameter.
Really?
And don't say that's the size of her nipples.
That
I don't want to hear that.
That sounds very sensuous.
Anyway, now Mariah Carey once requested 20 white kittens and 100 doves. Meow, meow. Yeah, this was for an overseas thing when it was a Christmas tree lighting, and it was a concert somewhere overseas.
Kittens and doves?
Kittens and doves.
In the same room?
I suppose. And they had to be all white.
I've had a bird and a cat at one time. Okay, let me tell you.
Okay.
When a cat sees a bird, he sees chicken, rotisserie chicken.
I was getting ready to say, that's
just so you know.
That's another show right there.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's getting back to the KFC story. Anyway. You know, then you have, Mariah also does not want any busy patterns on the wall in her living space. So maybe that's something we could talk to Ms. Pam Moultrie.
I'm glad that you said something. I'm just saying. I requested a couple of things, but I didn't see the dressing room.
Oh, okay.
Let alone, the dressing room was nothing more than your hall closet.
Oh,
well,
wow.
You know what? When you reach diva status, you can put those riders in your contract. And we will make sure you have all those.
I specifically asked for red wine, six foot in the blue quarter, Pam. And as I was saying,
these celebrities, in my opinion, need all this stuff. I don't understand, out of all the exorbitant fees that they charge to get on there and lip sync, why can't they just bring this back with them?
I agree.
I'm just saying.
Especially the rolling papers. You should have that.
Yeah,
I mean, come on now.
I don't know. Your contract, I need some easy wire.
Give me a break.
You know, y'all got me drinking out of a Dixie paper cup and whatnot.
You know, we just getting started, so our budget is low. But our guest tonight, Pam Moultrie, is beating us down, okay?
Let's make a deal.
You're going to lay some banana peels on the way.
Let's make a deal versus...
Price is Right.
Their budgets are like night and day.
Price is Right gives out Mercedes and BMWs, and let's make a deal and give out what Yugos.
I know that's right.
I'm talking about my boy Brady now.
CBS said, John Brady, we'll give you 400.
Leave Wayne Brady alone.
You guys are getting a little taste of Ms. Pam Moultrie.
I think that let's make a deal. They spend more money on Zonk. And the car drives. Interesting.
Well, ladies and gents, you guys want to get in on a discussion at the pajama party? And we're down in St. Augustine, Florida, hanging out at the Casa Monica Hotel. You know, we're at the top level. You know how we roll.
914-803-4306
or apajamaparty.com. And we're going to be right back with Ms. Pam Moultrie from Interiors with Style.
Ooh.
This is an encore presentation of The Pajama Party. We're not taking any live calls tonight, but be sure to tune in next week when we'll be live. We're adding new segments also that you don't want to miss. We'll have Living for the City with Papa Didi and the all-new Kiss It List. If your boss, friend, or spouse has gotten on your last nerve, pissed you off, irritated you, or is just plain stupid, and you wish you could tell them to kiss it, let us. Hit us on Twitter at @apajamaparty and put their name on the Kiss It list. Starting next Friday, we'll tell them all to just kiss it. And you can follow us on Twitter as well at @apajamaparty. So please, no live calls tonight. Now, let's get back to the encore presentation of The Pajama Party.
Hello.
Hey, welcome back.
This is Keto, Papa Didi, Red Wine, and Miss Moultrie. We're going to bring her in. We at the St. Augustine, Florida. We're at the Casa Monica Hotel. And you know we're on the tippy-toppy level of the hotel. We've been hanging out at the Gypsy Comedy Club, Mardi Gras Sports Bar.
Turned down for what?
The Barefoot Bills. That was my favorite. The King Fish Grill got the best seafood in St. Augustine. If you want to hit us up, 914-803-4306. Or check us out at apajamaparty.com. All right. Since 1997, Interiors with Style has been changing the look of homes in Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Their mission is to provide their clients the opportunity to achieve their vision of transforming their living space into a tastefully designed and art-filled showcase. Years of experience, quality craftsmanship, and talent all combine to make a recipe for success. They add interest, character, and style to any room. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Pam Moultrie. How you doing tonight, Pam?
Pineapple.
Okay, that's how you feel, pineapple?
I mean, isn't there a safe word?
Okay.
I thought it was a safe word.
Mm-mm. All right, pineapple. I think that's your new name, pineapple.
What does that mean?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What the hell is pineapple?
I don't want to put you in a one foot for cuckoo in that category. Explain that.
Yeah.
Explain that.
She said that's a safe word. Okay.
Safe word.
Look, I'm gonna start using that pineapple. Let me write that down. Pineapple. Bartender, can we get some pineapples up here?
We're working on that.
Okay.
Miss Kettle, I think he's, you know, kind of tipped the scales over there, but we're not going to let everyone know.
It's so good.
But it's a pleasure being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. So, explain about Interiors with Style. What do you guys do?
Interiors with Style is a godsend to me. It's been a blessing. It's my company. I've nurtured it from start. I got a pink slip when my daughter was about 5 years old. Wow. I've always had an entrepreneur spirit. And one thing led to another. I used to sew for people and make clothing and things like that. And then one thing turned into, can you make tablecloths and can you do curtains? And it kind of turned into the interior decorating.
Wow.
And then it just continued to domino. And the more people saw the things that I did, the more I became curious about interior decorating.
All right.
And so almost 20-some-odd years later, I'm still with it, but by the grace of God, I'm still with it. So,
great.
It's a great company. We come into our homeowners' homes, and we basically do just about everything that you could imagine for your home improvement projects that you might want.
Okay. All right. So tell us a few things that you do when you come into someone's home and, you know, you take a look at their home and you give them suggestions, or you listen to what they want, or what's your goal when you go in there?
My goal when I go in is to sit down and have them feel extremely comfortable with me.
Okay.
Because I am going into their home, and a lot of times when I go inside of someone's home, they may have had a bad experience with a decorator or designer before me.
Okay.
But one of the things that I like to say about myself is that I have, number one, the gift for gab.
Okay.
And also, number two, I have the gift of that I listen to people.
That's important.
You know,
yeah.
And, you know, you'll have some designers that will come in and they'll tell you what they want.
Okay.
You know, and I enjoy sitting down and talking with the homeowners and finding out what it is that they'd like for their house to be, how their house functions on a daily basis.
Okay,
you know?
So you're a good listener.
I'm an excellent listener.
Okay.
And not only that, but then to be able to take their vision and to coordinate with them every step of the way and showing them, you know, what it is from what their house was from the beginning
right. To
where it can be. And then just, I think the biggest pleasure for me is seeing their faces and hearing the oohs and the ahs. And,
right.
Thank you, Senorita. They just provided me with a fan here.
Yeah.
Lord, Cotton, Florida.
One of the Banner girls just brought some fans. Hey, we get service up in this place.
I know, that's right. I love it.
It's a very physical job, but at the same time, mm-hmm. I am one of those persons, and I mean, God bless the people that can work in an office. I've never been one. So, you know, I'm blessed with the fact that I can go from one boss to another and not have to keep saying that I'm being fired.
I know that's right.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to know, as far as when you have a client that you finished a job, how do you continue on? Like, do you do maintenance or do you do warranties on what you do? Do you have to come back to finish up? Well, not finish, but if the job is finished, do you do things like ongoing maintenance on the work that you perform?
Most of the projects, I mean, when you, with my company, we offer an array of services. Let's just put it out there. We offer decorating. So if you want for us to just come in and decorate or design, you know, living space for you, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
We also, when I say we, basically it's me when it comes down to the more artistic side of my company that offers the faux paint treatments, the murals, and for the novice, that, you know, you're not sure what the faux paint treatments are. It's usually when you go into a place such as Olive Garden or something like that, and you might see that the walls have a textured paint to them or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing with my company are the marbleized columns. A lot of people like that.
Yeah, that's nice.
So we offer a lot of different projects. And so when it comes down to as far as a warranty, usually we offer at least a one-year warranty for any type of minor mishaps. And when I say minor mishaps,
mm-hmm.
I mean, say maybe, you know, you have a child and they're running, bump against the wall, or you're moving a piece of furniture or something like that and
mm-hmm.
bump against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll come in and I'll look at it.
You have a party and one of your friends gets a little over the top and falls into one of the pillars. Would you come back and fix that? I'm just asking.
I'm just saying.
Well, on that note, let me ask you, what is your most creative challenge that you've had as far as the project?
I want to say that the most challenging
mm-hmm.
Has been anything that I do in a ceiling.
Oh, wow.
Last month, I just got finished with a sky mural. I've done it before. I mean, I've done things that has required for me to be on a scaffolding.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, my scaffolding is about 12 feet high, so a lot of times
wow.
I'm up in the air,
wow.
I mean, literally. But this particular project, it was about 18 feet by 16 feet, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a master bedroom. Yeah, it was huge. It was huge, and plus there was a border around it. And, the thing is that your muscles, oh, my gosh,
wow.
You know, your arms are up in the air all day. So
yeah.
you get a little tired.
You had to go home and take a young lady bath, didn't you?
No. That's what I was hoping for, to stick sick. You know, to be here to give me my massage. I mean, that was what I put in my contract.
Right,
hey,
right.
Put that rider, there you go. Put that rider in your contract.
You know what? There you go. There
you
go.
Celebrities get away with
people changing
well
things.
Well
people changing things and whatnot on you.
Mm-hmm. All right. You got some questions for Ms. Moultrie. Give us a call, 914-803-4306, or log in at thepajamaparty.com and reach us by the web. We'll be right back.
This is an encore presentation of The Pajama Party. We have not taken any live calls tonight, but if you would like to reach out to us while we are away, send an email to info@apajamaparty.com, or you can send a tweet to @apajamaparty. We would love to hear from you. Again, no live calls tonight. Now, back to the encore presentation of The Pajama Party.
Hey, this is Kettle. We're back with Ms. Pam Moultrie from Interiors with Style, and she's based out of Capitol Heights, Maryland. You can reach her at 240-593-5770. That's 240-593-5770. That's Interiors with Style in Capitol Heights. If you want to talk with us, you can dial 914-803-4306 or apajamaparty.com. We're hanging out to St. Augustine, Florida at the Casa Monica Hotel.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. Pajama party has officially started.
We get around.
It started at 9 o'clock. You guys are late.
Yeah, and we're here every Friday between 9 and 10. So I know it's the night of going out on the town and all that jazz, but, you know, while you're getting your little, you know, clothes together and your little swerve on before you hit the streets, check us out. Put us on in the background. Call in if you want to talk. I mean, I know Friday night is a precious night. We're not trying to step on your weekend too tough. But if you get a minute, you know, between 9 and 10 every Friday night, and tune in to me, Papa Didi, my host,
Kettle. Hey.
And Red Wine.
I know that's right.
She's around here somewhere. Anyway.
I think I saw her on the dance floor.
All right, man.
Really? Okay. Yeah, she's a mess.
Well, Miss Pam, so what is your service area that you service? Just the DMV, or you go out? You go out past that? I gotta watch out what I'm saying with Papa D around.
Some words just got. You know,
is it around the DMV metropolitan area, or do you go out a little further?
Papa D, do I need to give you the fan?
I'm just saying.
Do I need to pull you off?
No, women, that's red wine.
That's my line.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead and answer that. We got a caller coming in, but go ahead. What area do you service?
You know, presently I am focused on the Maryland, Virginia, D.C., you know, area.
Okay.
But my goal is to expand. My thing is that as long as I have a wheel, gas, and the grace of God, I can come to see you.
All right now.
My goal is to take my company nationally.
Okay.
You know, wherever it is that the service may be needed, I want to take it there.
Okay. So we might need some repairs up in this Casa Monica Hotel.
That's okay. We're going to talk to the manager before we leave.
Hey, we got Sandra on the line. Sandra, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, welcome to the pajama party.
Hey.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the pajama party today. I have a question for Pam.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you, Pam?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. I would like to know, what type of clients do you service? I mean, is it individuals? Do you do businesses? Can you tell me more about the type of clients that you take care of?
First of all, paying clients.
I like that.
But no, I have done, you know, I do homeowners, but I also do businesses. I've done, you know, government. And so anyone that gets in contact with me, I mean, there's a will, there's a way, and I make it happen. So if you have anything that you need from me as an individual, or if you're a restaurant and you say maybe that you want a mural or you want for me to come in and give you some facing designs or something like that, those are things that we can work on. And with any budget that you may have in mind, normally a lot of people, what they don't realize when you sit down with them, and you ask them as a vendor, what is your budget? And a lot of people will tell you, I don't know. But normally they do know. They know what their budget is. They know what they don't want to spend for a service. And that's where the budget comes in. So, you know, any paying client, and I mean, Papa Diddy, we're going to keep it clean.
For design services.
Not exotic design.
Okay, thank you, Sandra. I'm going to put you back on hold so you can listen to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra, for calling in.
Okay, we're going to have a little fun with this, Pam, as we wrap this up. We're going to throw a couple of game questions at you, if you don't mind.
Do we have game show music?
Sure. Anyway, we're going to throw a couple questions at you. We're going to need a brief answer for you to let us know what your response would be on that.
Honey.
And we're just funning with this. Okay, here we go. Now, if you encounter a new client for a consultation,
and the place is totally cluttered from top to bottom. Do you run for the hills? Get your hazmat suit first, then return for the consultation. Ignore the clutter and try to continue with the consultation, or none of the above.
I'm going to say C, the third one.
Ignore the clutter
I'm
and try
ignore
to
the
continue
clutter.
With.
Yeah, that okay. That is a potential client right there.
Okay.
I mean, if they have me in their home,
mm-hmm.
and they want me to do something. They have called me in.
Right.
They know that they need something done, and that is my opportunity to say to them, not, oh, my God, girl, if you'll get rid of this stuff, that's not what I mean. Okay.
I don't know. They might need Ghostbusters.
I heard it. All right.
Okay. All right. What's the next one, Bob?
Number two, if you deal with a client that has champagne taste and beer pockets, do you
water pockets,
old dude pockets?
Watch out now!
Anyway,
watch out now!
Give them a realistic budget and see what they say. B, try to come up with something that matches it. C, offer them a 3-year installment plan. You get it all done. Or none of the above. How do you know? Put a cheap stick.
It's not about being cheap. It's about being able to afford what you want. Okay?
All right.
And now let's take...
We want you to get paid, though. You know.
Right. And I want to get paid, too.
Yeah.
But let's take the fact that maybe, you know, most dining rooms in the newer homes, they're about a 10 by 12 or 12 by 12, okay?
Right.
And so someone comes to me and, you know, and I tell, you know, I give them my price
right.
to come in and to decorate, to paint the walls, to add trim, to do this, to that, to that, to that, to that, right?
Right.
And so once I give them my price,
that's right.
and they say, that's too much, normally when I give them a price, I break down the steps for everything.
Okay.
And all right. tell them, okay, in order to get the full picture that, you know, like the HGTV picture that they gave you,
right.
you might not be able to afford all of that in one step. So what I do, I let them know, okay, first of all, if you want to get, this is what you want to get to. If you want your dining room to be the show place,
right.
let's start with just painting first.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
And that painting right now might be in your budget. Painting
cool.
is in your budget. So then the next thing might be the crown molding that's in your budget.
So you hold them, you hold them.
Yeah. And I've had plenty of clients that, you know, 2 years cool. down the line, they're calling me back to do more and more and more in their house.
We that's have cool. another call coming in that we're going to go to. Caller?
Yeah, we have David on the line. David, are you there?
Wait, is he? Hello? Hello?
Hey, David?
Yeah, this is David, Papa Didi.
Hey, David, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm sitting out here chilling with the fellas. Turning them
right.
on to your radio station.
And we appreciate that. We
thank
appreciate
you, thank
that.
Thank you. You got a question for Ms. Pam Moultrie?
You got a question for Pam? We're about to wrap up with Pam Moultrie. She's an interior designer, a very good one at that. So any questions on how you...
comments?
Any questions or comments or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I do have a question. What would be the hottest colors for a living room today?
Okay.
All
that's
right.
Fair.
Yeah, what's going
on
right now?
Give it to him. We ain't got but so much time, but go ahead, lay it on. lay it on quickly.
Hi, David. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
The colors that are out there right now, it's a safe bet that the neutrals are always a good color. And a lot of people think that when I say neutrals, I'm talking about just only the tans and the browns and things like that. But neutrals, you can go into the greens, the various greens. And also the thing is that it's still a thing to add that pop of color. So anything that's of a brighter color, if you want to stay with the more muted colors, add that pop of color that's in there. And what it does, it opens up the room to a different level when you add a bright burst of color. It doesn't have to be a whole lot,
But you could still, again, go with a muted color. A lot of people like to stay with the more muted colors because, especially when you're talking about homes, you know, for resale, you don't have to go back in and repaint again. If you stay with the more muted colors and then take the colors and add them in with your furniture. So some of the colors that are out there, they're more along the lines of the ocean blues, the more raspberry colors that are out there, the more redder colors. And, you know, the greens are always a popular color no matter what season it is. So, you know, the greens, you have the more harvest sage greens, and then you have more of the brighter lime greens that you can use. It all depends upon what your flavor is. So,
all right. So we're gonna
spice it up.
But what would you do if you had baseboards and you picked green, and you didn't want the baseboards to be white anymore?
Let me see if I got this right. You have white baseboards, and you want them green. And you want them green.
No, I just want them another color other than white. It's hard to keep clean.
Something different. They're hard to clean. Well, what colors are your walls right now?
My walls is gold.
Gold?
Yeah, like a yellowish. A yellow, I would say.
Okay. You can take it that your baseboards are black. That's dramatic.
Black is beautiful.
I know, that's right.
We got to move on. We're going to take a small commercial break. And we'll come back to wrap up this particular segment. Give us a call, 914-803-4306. You're tuned into PajamaParty.com.
Do you have unruly children? Do they misbehave in school and get bad grades? Are timeouts completely ineffective? Are you scared to spank them because they might have you arrested? What they need is a new school where discipline is number one and education is secondary. What they need is...
Whoop That Ass Academy.
Here at the
Whoop That Ass Academy,
we don't have discipline problems. Know why? We're privately owned and we do what we want. And when kids get out of hand,
we whoop that ass.
Time out is for football games. When kids want to show off, we don't give them a timeout. We just
whoop that ass.
We don't make a kid stand in the corner. That's my house plan. When one of our kids gets out of order, we snatch him out of that classroom and
whoop that ass.
Here at WTA Academy, we make sure they learn the basics of reading and writing, math and science. But above all else, they learn discipline. This is what will keep your kids out of jail. Make the world a better place. Sometimes you gotta whoop
that ass.
And we do. Here at WTA Academy, our motto is, we care enough to
whoop that ass.
They may not read and write too well, but they'll act like they've got sense because we
whoop that ass.
So bring your kids on down to Whoop
That Ass Academy.
We'll get them straight.
Hey, this is Kettle back with Miss Pam Maltry from Interiors with Style. She has been our special guest tonight. If you guys want to get in contact with her, you can dial 240-593-5770. She's out of Capitol Heights, Maryland. But tonight we are in St. Augustine, Florida. If anybody want to call in and talk to us or just listen in, 914-803-4306, apajamaparty.com. We want to thank Ms. Pam Maltry tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for coming up here tonight.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I just want to say you can see. I know he gave out my phone number, which is, again, 240-593-5770.
Mm-hmm.
That is my direct line. So
right.
Give me a call.
Okay.
But also, I mean, if you still have questions or anything like that, or you want to know what it is that the business does, www.iwsdecor.com. That's www.iwsdecor.com.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank
we'll
you.
Have a link on our website on apajamaparty.com as well.
Right.
Senorita.
Thank
you. Our next topic, we're going to move on to.
A couple of things we got in weird news. Check this out. Weird things that are banned by the government. In Singapore, you cannot chew gum. If you chew gum, it's a $5,500 fine.
Man.
You cannot play Scrabble in Romania. Is that crazy or what?
Oh, yeah.
In Canada,
in Canada, you can't have any baby walkers.
Okay.
This one is crazy. In China, it's two things going on. Check it out. Reincarnation is banned in China. And time travel is banned.
But what I want to know is, how do you regulate dead people?
That's some crazy stuff.
Reincarnation is very real because, you know, Wayne Brady from Let's Make a Deal, he is, in fact, Flip Wilson.
Okay.
I mean,
so it's a good thing he didn't live in China.
I mean, you know.
Because he would have been arrested.
If you look at Wayne Brady, you know.
But let me finish. Video games are banned in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got any children and want to play video games, don't go to Greece.
Okay.
And this is the top one. Valentine's Day is banned in Saudi Arabia.
That's because Saudi Arabia got them harems and they kicking women all the time. A card for one? What? You gotta give a card for one? We got a harem. We kicking eight JJs at one time.
I know that's
we keep trying to service one. Come on. Come on, you weak player.
That's some crazy stuff.
Yeah. But also,
check this out. I was checking out the private islands. Who owns the private islands?
Mm.
Leo DiCaprio.
Really?
He might develop a fear of open water, but after the movie Titanic, he sees like a daggone private island, 2005, 104-acre island in Belize. He calls it Blackadore Cay. He paid $1.75 million for it. Wow.
That's too much money.
I know that's why. I can't even count them damn zeros. Check this out. What do you give Beyonce on her 29th birthday? Well, Jay-Z bought her an island, of course, 12.5 acres, private island in Florida Keys. Guess how much he paid for that? Guess, Papa.
$10 million?
$1 billion. Nah, not that much. In between, $20 million.
That's all.
He just wrote the check. Bam.
That's
pretty.
That's pocket money.
Yeah. I know that's right. Okay. And one more private island. Tim McGraw. You know, the country singer. Yeah,
okay.
The country guy. He bought a 17. he didn't buy nothing in Hee Haw. 17-acre island called Goat Cay in Exuma. I don't know where the heck that is near. His neighbors are David Copperfield, Tyler Perry, and Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
He got a plantation-style house with a lookout tower surrounded by three smaller homes for a staff and family.
Dang, that's a lot going on.
Must be nice.
All right, that's the weird news for tonight. You want to go to the last word? We're getting low on time here. We've only got about 10 minutes left on our show tonight.
What's your last word, Papa?
My last word, first of all, we want to honor the now, as I say, the late, great Bobby Womack, who we hear passed away today. The keeper of the dream when it comes to if you think you're lonely tonight. If you think you're lonely now, wait until the night, girl. Okay, that's Ray Wine.
I'm about to cross 110th Street.
Cross 110th Street. And one of his songs that relates to all of us when we sneaking and creeping. It looks like daylight is going to catch me up again.
Wow.
Some people are getting up, but I'm just getting in.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
One more thing I want to honor also in you to him. Just I want to honor some people that have passed in with us who are wonderful entertainers that made a big difference. Marvin Gaye, Luther Vandross,
Michael Jackson, yeah.
Whitney Houston, and
yes.
Tina Marie.
I know, that's right.
And let's add Bobby Womack to the segment of that.
And Gil Scott-Heron.
Gil Scott.
That's my word.
She got kettlebell last word. My last word, I just want to thank all our supporters who have been hanging with us. Pajama Party, 914-803-4306, or you can check out some old episodes that we've been playing at apajamaparty.com. Just thank you for your support and your love.
You can always go on the website and listen to our previous shows.
Right.
You know, they're on there as far as in our archives at apajamaparty.com. That's apajamaparty.com. We'll listen to some old shows over there. Red Wine, what do you got going on?
My last word for the night. And I just want to say to all my celebrities out there, get over yourself. Stop with these riders with all this stupid stuff. You know, take the things that you need with and then put normal stuff in your riders. Yeah, they do say sometimes they put that stuff in there just to see if people are paying attention. To me, that's playing games.
Okay.
Just put in there what
Easy wider,
birds and cats and all that crazy stuff.
Who puts birds
get
and cats
over
anyway?
Yourself. People are not trying to help
that,
you.
That will be a
they
mess.
Just want you to come and sing a few songs and go home.
Go home. Exactly.
Go home. So
go
get
home.
Over yourselves. We want to hear you sing. We're not trying to move in with you. Okay?
And in lieu to entertainment, one of our brothers, we hope that Tracy Morgan is continuing to make a good recovery on this particular situation. And everyone else that was affiliated in that accident that got hurt in that situation. And our condolences to the gentleman who passed away because of that particular situation.
Right.
Other than that, we thank you for tuning into a pajama party. And we hope you join us every Friday night between the hours of 9 and 10 p.m. And on that note, we'll sign off. And we wish everybody a blessed evening.
Oh, by the way, next week we will be in New Orleans at the Essence Festival.
Oh, yeah.
So we will be playing the best of the Pajama Party. Feel free to tune in and
tune
check
in.
Out the show.
Tune in.
And we'll be back live the following
week. We won't be live next week because we'll be showing our ass somewhere. Anyway.
Well, we'll be live, but just not on the airline.
I know, that's right.
Hey,
look, what goes on New Orleans stays in New Orleans.
That's right. Good. God bless everyone.
Good night.
Have a safe evening. If you're going out tonight, be safe.
I know that's right.
Initiating shutdown sequence. Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so. I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheers.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Jabiko, Sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show. And good night.
No clothes allowed.